In this tutorial, we will review how to create problem templates that will be implemented in your progress notes during patient evaluations. Please note that the MCL team will be reviewing these areas in much greater detail at the time of your training. This tutorial is simply meant to act as an introduction to your learning experience and the MCL training session. This demonstration will show how to create a background default template, which can be used as a guideline that will be copied to all of your problem templates. After the background template is created, the problem templates can be adjusted individually in more specific detail. From the main menu, select the top option, Medical Records. At the Medical Records screen, select the link, My Preferences. There are many setup options available at the My Preferences screen. Click the Template Setup button to begin creating your background template. The template setup screen is specific per the provider who is selected. This screen lists all of the templates that have been created for the chosen provider. In your training session, you will begin working on a template containing only the review of systems and the exam portion of the progress note. The background template will be used as a tool for setting the default area. The background template will be used as a tool for setting the defaults for these areas. At the template listing, select the background PC template. A blank template will appear with the ROS and exam fields present. A blank template will appear with the ROS and exam fields present. In the top left corner of the screen, click the Edit Template button. The MCL team will pull in each body system and ask you to set your preferred defaults for that area. You will then be able to click into the exam section and set up the areas to review in your examinations. Because this is a background template that can be used as a default for all of the problem templates, it is advised that you set up this as a comprehensive exam. You will be able to edit and remove branches at a specific problem. In the top right corner, click the Select Main Branches button. A pull-down will appear to select the branches for the exam. You will want to include the exam elements you routinely... You will want to include the exam elements that you routinely perform and set a default statement to reflect how your patients most commonly appear. You will want to include the exam elements you routinely perform and set a default statement to reflect how your patients most commonly appear. You will want to include the exam elements you routinely perform and set a default statement to reflect how your patients most commonly appear. When a branch is selected, the components of that body system will become available. When a branch is selected, the components of that body system will become available. You can click on the component itself, where you can pre-answer the question with a typical response. At the top of most of the components, there are some common general statements for you to choose from. You may choose from this exclusive region or from the selections below to build your default. Once you have set your preferences for each system, the MCL team will ask you to evaluate which systems you want to leave on and which you'd prefer not to include as part of your default. Systems left on should be areas you would cover most of the time, regardless of the problem. To turn branches off that you will not need in your default template, simply click the Select Main Branches button in the top right corner of the screen and deselect the branches. Once complete, the MCL team will run a utility which will apply the defaults set here to all of your problem templates. When the utility is run, the systems that were turned off in the background template will be available to... be pulled into your master template or at the patient level when needed. Then, back at the template listing, you can select a problem template with your newly added default settings to view or edit. You can select a problem template with your newly added default settings to view or edit. Modifying a specific problem template is done in the same way that you would create the background template. Click the Edit Template button in the top left corner of the screen and select the area that you wish to update. You can scroll through the template by using the standard vertical scroll bar, or to instantly move to a specific area, select it on the quick scroll list. Click the Exam area. In the top right corner, click the Select Main Branches button. From here, you can add or remove branches. From here, you can add or remove branches and components for the individual problem template. You can scroll through the template by using the standard vertical scroll bar, or to instantly move to a specific area, select it on the quick scroll list. Click the exam area. In the top right corner of the screen, click the Select Main Branches button. Click the exam area, and in the top right corner of the click the exam area, and in the top right corner, click select. Click the exam area, and in the top right corner, click the Select Main Branches button. From here, you can add or remove branches and components for the individual problem template. From here, you can add or remove branches and components for the individual problem template. From here, you can add or remove branches and components for the individual problem template. For the individual problem template. For the individual problem template. The MCL team will go through a few individual problem templates with you and will explain how to make modifications to the HPI defaults and how to further customize the review of systems and exam areas for that problem. The MCL team will go through a few individual problem templates with you and will explain how to make modifications to the HPI defaults and how to further customize the review of systems and exam areas for that problem. The main goal of your training session with MCL will be to get your background defaults set and to get you to the point where you feel comfortable modifying your templates. The main goal of your training session with MCL will be to get you to The main goal of your training session with MCL will be The main goal of your training session with MCL will be to get your background defaults set and to get you to a point where you feel comfortable modifying your templates. This concludes the Template Training Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Template Training Overview video tutorial.